When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
What is the definition of a local business? Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. At Lube & Go, it means we were born on the Central Coast. Created in Paso Robles over 20 years ago, later expanding to Templeton, Atascadero, and San Luis Obispo. SLO County has certainly been good to us. We believe in supporting other local businesses. We purchase the vast majority of our parts and lubricants from high-quality local businesses like J.B. Dewar in San Luis, Eagle Energy in Santa Margarita, and Mighty Distributing in Atascadero. Sure, we could probably save a few cents by purchasing lesser products from faraway distributors, but we would rather spend our dollars locally, just as you do when you let Lube & Go service your vehicles. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go! Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 6, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Public hearing for solid waste rate increase for unincorporated areas. Atascadero City Council swearing in new members on Tuesday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed solid waste rate increase and a hearing date for the rate increase in its meeting on December 10th. According to the agenda, the rate increase came from a request by USA Waste of California Incorporated in accordance with its agreement with the county. The proposed rate increase is based off the cost of living increase calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. The agenda shows the increase to be at 3.2% and will affect unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Ponza, Park Hill, Guerrero, Simler, and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for a valid written protest, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results, Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Seebach. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Borbeau, and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek will also be sworn in. The Council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its Business Tourism Improvement District Assessment, increasing it from 2% to 2.5%. If there is more than a 50% protest to the increase, Council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. City of Paso Robles allocates $4 million in several road repairs. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. In its most recent City Council meeting, the City of Paso Robles allocated $4 million in unspent Measure J20 funds to street repair projects. Repairs will go to 18th, 30th, 32nd, and 36th Streets from Vine to Spring, and 16th Street from Chestnut to Spring. The city has released a statement on this allocation, stating that the final design and bid documents will be initiated in the next few weeks. The city's goal is to have construction beginning by late summer or early fall 2025. The next Coffee with the City Manager event for Paso Robles is today at 7:30 a.m. Coffee with the City Manager takes place at Patina, California Coast Beer Company, 1346 Railroad Street. This month's event will cover what the city does to prepare for the rainy season, as well as what the public can do to prepare. The 63rd Annual Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles will return this Saturday at 6 p.m. The parade will start at 10th and Spring Street, heading north to 14th Street, where it will circle around the downtown and City Park area on Pine Street, and end at 11th Street. This year's theme is Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? Street closures will begin at 4 p.m. The parade will mark the arrival of Santa Claus to downtown Paso Robles, where he'll be free for visits at the Holiday House until Christmas Eve. Santa's visiting hours will be posted on the Holiday House and can be found at pasorobelsdowntown.org. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens, Lake Pavilion, and Zoo will be filled with holiday magic throughout the month of December, with several events for the entire family to enjoy. Tonight at 5:30 is the city's Light Up the Downtown at the Sunken Gardens. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this Friday's event.
It is the first Friday in December. We kick it off at 5:30 in Sunken Gardens, and then it continues throughout the downtown with our holiday sip and shop, which is the Chambers event. It's a full evening of community entertainment, Santa, complimentary Model A fire truck, and hayrides. Hot chocolate is complimentary as well. The shops will be open late.
Also on Saturday will be Atascadero's holiday musical, Walk Around the Lake. Santa will be at the Charles Paddock Zoo from 5:30 to 6 p.m., and then at the Ranger House next to the Lake Pavilion at 7 p.m. Enjoy singing, caroling, holiday decorations, and more. Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed beginning Monday, December 9th through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-way traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. This information comes from a release from the Paso Robles Engineering Division. In sports for the NFL, on Sunday, we'll have the Raiders versus the Buccaneers at 9:30 a.m., the Seahawks against the Cardinals in the afternoon, then in the late game is the Chargers against the Chiefs. In the NBA, the Warriors defeated the Rockets 99-93, the Grizzlies over the Kings 115-110, the Cavaliers beat the Nuggets 126-114. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hawks, the Kings will go against the Spurs, and the Warriors will face the Timberwolves. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Governor Gavin Newsom declaring a state of emergency in response to Thursday's 7.0 earthquake off the Northern California coast.
We're concerned about damage, particularly in the northern part of the state, in Del Norte and Mendocino and Humboldt County. As a consequence of that, I just signed off on a state of emergency declaration.
Quake triggering a tsunami warning that was later canceled. Seismologists say to expect aftershocks for up to a week. No reports of significant damage. Authorities in Butte County identifying the man who shot and critically wounded two young boys at an elementary school in Palermo.
We have identified the individual responsible for the shooting as a subject named Glenn Litton. He is 56 years old.
Sheriff Corey Honey says Litton took an Uber to the school, met with an administrator about enrolling a student, and shot the boys as he left before shooting and killing himself. Gas prices in the state averaging $4.37 a gallon, down 5 cents from last week, 16 cents from last month. Jeff Scott, California News.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're very welcome.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care, assisting seniors part-time or 24/7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas reflected on the organization's success this year as it prepares to hold its annual meeting December 7th to the 10th in Monterey. She said these are indeed challenging times for farmers and ranchers in California, yet it's in moments like these that the importance of celebrating our accomplishments shines even brighter. She continued, with the annual meeting just days after Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time to pause and count for our blessings, not just as individuals, but as part of this amazing organization we call Farm Bureau. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smock and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. CHP says there is a report of a fire on Highway 41 North outside of Morro Bay. Heavy smoke was reported to be on the south side of the roadway. The report first came in at around 7:10 a.m. No further information is available from CHP at this time. Again, there was a report of a fire just off Highway 41 North outside of Morro Bay, with heavy smoke reported on the south side of the roadway. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Foggy skies early tomorrow, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs right around 70, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday to Friday next week. Upper 60s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday and Thursday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 34 degrees with some clouds in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The November jobs report shows hiring bounced back last month, with employers adding 227,000 jobs. Some of the top gaining sectors.
Healthcare added 54,000 jobs. Leisure and hospitality added 53,000 jobs in November. Government continued to trend up at 33,000 jobs. That's in line with its average monthly gain over the last 12 months of 41,000 jobs per month.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. And a revelation a lot of retailers pay close attention to. Pantone out with its 2025 color of the year. And it's Mocha Mousse, which it describes as a warming brown hue imbued with richness, rooted in quiet luxury. The outgoing color of the year, Peach Fuzz. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you're in need of tires or exceptional auto service, then head on over to American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero. They're your go-to destination for top brand name tires that'll keep you cruising smoothly on the road ahead. But that's not all. Their full service repair shop is geared up and ready to tackle any automotive challenge you throw their way. American West Tire and Auto, 8750 El Camino Real, Atascadero, or online at AmericanWestTireAndAuto.com.
Do you need the perfect gift this year? You deserve a jacuzzi. This can be the best gift you ever give. Every time you step into your jacuzzi, you'll be reminded of your great gift of massage, relaxation, and rejuvenation that'll last for years to come. Slow Spas on Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, serving the Central Coast since 1983. Best prices on jacuzzi swim spas, regular spas, and infrared saunas. Call today for an estimate or visit Slow Spas on Broad Street across from Staples in San Luis Obispo. 805-544-3565.
It's fall, and that means it's the annual enrollment period for Medicare. What does that mean for you? This is your chance to save hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Hi, I'm Mike Hedges from Hedges Insurance. We're a local independent health insurance agency. We've been helping Slo County seniors save money on their Medicare health insurance for the last four decades. Do you know about the new Medicare health plans in our area? They can include everything from doctor, hospital, pharmacy, to dental and vision, even a free gym membership to Kennedy Club Fitness. These are all-in-one Medicare plans that can cost $0 per month. These Medicare health plans are what you see famous football players talk about on TV. But why not call your local Medicare professionals? We offer every single one of these plans. The annual open enrollment period is on right now and ends on December 7th. So do what thousands of your Slo County neighbors have already done and start saving money now. Call Hedges Insurance at 805-466-9048. That's 466-9048 for the hedge of protection.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda PowerQuinn dealer in Atascadero, 238-5775. 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition.
Stepping out, stepping high. Step on back, check my stride. I'm ready for
the morning exchange. KPRL.
All righty, a couple of things. First is congratulations to Melissa Saylor. She is the winner of the gift certificate from Joe's Place. She was one of the qualifiers this week. So, Melissa, you have 30 days to pick this up, and always call ahead to the office at 238-1230. All righty. Also, you can go to the email, Kevin at KPRL.com, if you'd like to be considered for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees down there on Templeton Road. Just Kevin at KPRL.com. I will email you to let you know if you have won the gift certificate or not. So, there you have that. All right, whatever may be on your minds, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, I'm sure this is just a coincidence, but not too long after President-elect Donald Trump's tariff threats that the Mexican security forces have made the largest fentanyl seizure in the country's history. Again, I'm sure that's just a coincidence. It has to be. Absolutely has to be. Maybe some thoughts on that, or just even seeing things go on around the world, how they're, just seems to be reaching out to President Trump for various reasons, obviously. Various reasons. Now, back home here in California, the Golden State, the top Democrats say they just won't Trump-proof California. They will make it affordable again. Who made it unaffordable? This is the leader of the state's legislature. They have a message for the voters. That they say that, you know, you're frustrated with how expensive it is in California. And they are going to fix it. Now, after this somewhat painful election, at least nationwide, sparked soul-searching among the party, Democrats it is, the state Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire and the Assembly Speaker Robert Rivera are returning to Sacramento, committed to addressing the affordable issues that appear have been pushed more voters towards the Republican Party in November. Now, let me ask you a question here. Now, we don't know what they're going to do, but much of this has to do with the regulations and the taxes that are inflicted on the people of California. Are they going to go back and change that? Would anybody in the county do that? The state's in a financial mess. The county's in a financial mess. Some of the cities here in the county are in a financial mess. We know about the schools. So how are they going to make it affordable and to be able to sustain things? And again, I have to go back to with Tom Bordenaro yesterday on Sound Off talking about how in some cases nonprofits, it's not manipulate because the law allows them to do it, not pay property taxes. But the one of the things that I've often thought about, whether it's county, state, or local, is people, you have to stop asking government to do things for you. I'm not talking about fire and roads and stuff. They can't be building every single thing that you want because it's your hobby or your group goes there. We can't afford it. We can't afford it. It costs money. Again, I have stressed this for many, many years. We need to concentrate primarily on the infrastructure. That's it. That's it. Don't go in front of your councils and beg for, whatever it may be. That's up to you. You want to have, some of the things that you like to do and get together with so forth, figure it out on your own. You're grown-ups. You're supposed to do that. All right, so the state is going to try and make it less expensive to live. Now, I'm sure after they meet that the housing prices will go down to $200,000. It'll make it affordable, no doubt about it. These people, this is just more you-know-what that they throw out there trying to make things better. And the unfortunate thing is there's going to be enough people that believe them. That's what happens. So this is another story, and this has to do with transgender. And I don't know if this was a good idea or not, but I understand it from the point of this doctor that did it. A California chiropractor is defending herself because she entered a man in a woman's surf contest. And the reason why she did it is to protest transgender athletes. The man was allowed to compete. However, he was later disqualified for jersey violations, whatever that may be. Now, this lady, she is a doctor, and she is in Northern California, and she's a chiropractor. And the stunt made the female contestants feel uncomfortable. But the woman who did it defended her decision. Again, she's a chiropractor out of San Jose, and she did it because she wanted to make a point. Now, it just so happens that this person that she signed up, a contestant, 6'2", 220 pounds. And, the women were, disgusted and so forth like that. But she's been vilified by many groups and so forth. But again, I understand why she was doing it, because she's making a point because she doesn't agree with this nonsense. All right. So, perhaps you have a thought on that. And she's just saying maybe the message will finally sink in that, you know, this needs to stop. It needs to stop. Who knows how long it will go continue to go on for. All right. So there you go with that. And also, if you were listening earlier or just catching up about charities here in the United States, and I came across a list of charities, and I gave you one of the examples of the only 3% of the money went, or three cents on the dollar went to the Kids Wish Network. Here is a list of some other charities in the United States that are not highly rated at all. And here are some of the worst offenders. As I mentioned, the Kids Wish Network, Cancer Fund of America, Children's Wish Foundation International, American Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, some of these names are going to sound familiar, like they're the ones that you may use. But again, that's why you need to check them out to see where they are. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, Chris. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about the media and the fact that they no longer do investigative journalism. And, you know, we just had an election, and we elected President Trump, the country did. And in my way of thinking, if we're unhappy with the way the country's run, then we should give this man a chance to change it. And we should give a man a shot at putting in the people in his cabinet that he wants. But we get the media, and the media carries the water for the other side, and this goes on with everything. You know, same thing you were talking about earlier. It's no longer investigative journalism; they just carry the water. For instance, the gentleman he wants to put in charge of the military, Hedgepeth, the guy, you know, he served his country. Now, you know, it just irritates me. Some folks serve their country, some folks don't. They make choices, and that's fine. But when you see him, all we hear all day long is whatever this guy said or whatever this guy did, and how negative it is on going to impact his serving in that office. And it's just total baloney. All these people that are criticizing him don't bust a grape in terms of the old, you know, they didn't serve in the military. They didn't go through all that crap, you know. And yet, they criticize the guy. And what irritates me is they'll knock him out of the box. The Republican Party gets so weak, they cave. Instead of telling them to go pound sand, this guy's going in there and we're going to take a look. You know, we're going to let him have a shot at it. And you know, it's just like they were talking about with COVID. The media carries the water on COVID, scares you to death on everything. The media is running this country, and we have no recourse back at it, you know, and it just kind of irritates me.
All right, a couple things. And, John, you know where I stand, particularly with the military.
Oh, no, I know. I understand. I feel the same way now, Kevin.
But my question is, yeah, just because somebody served in the military, does that qualify them?
In this case, yes.
Okay.
You know, at some point, you have to stand up and say, you know, how many people have served? Not very many. You know, and I'm not beating the drum. My age group, it was our duty, and we were proud of that.
The guys that left...
They did what they did, and that's fine, and I don't have any problem with it. But, you know, you got a man here that served, you know, and when you serve, you go through all kinds of things. Bad things for the country, and it puts bad thoughts in your head.
I've read enough about that, and the reason why I'm asking, because, sometimes people will use the fact that they did something. Well, I'm an ex-teacher, I'm an ex-this,
I'm an ex-that.
And to me personally, and I don't care what profession it is.
Right.
You need to prove, but I would rather have somebody who served in the military in the capacity you're referring to.
And he's proved it.
And I also wish that we had more elected officials that served. And another thing is that I wish these damn Republicans would just be on the same team.
That's, yes. And, you know, that's that's the, you know, and that's really where I'm trying to come from, is the media, you know, beats this guy to death. Okay, so, you know, so he stubbed his toe after he got out or whatever. And then, you know, and the Republicans, they cave. They don't have the back. They didn't serve, you know, and that's their business. But they didn't serve. They don't have the guts to stand up. But all they have is the guts to run the other way. You know, oh, well, you know, politically. And it just ticks me. And unfortunately, I've said it for years, we lost the country when we lost the military. Now, I'm going to qualify this. Our politicians have misused our military, and I don't, you know, and that's a huge problem, and I'm not recommending, you know, I'm not saying that people, you know, people should go, all everybody should go in the military. But, you know, we got to respect those that did. If you didn't, that's fine. But at least have the respect to the man that did and proved himself. And you know how screwed up our military is with all this, you know, woke stuff. Let them tear that stuff out. And if you don't like it in 4 years, vote somebody else in.
Well, hopefully they will do that, and I'm sure you've heard Al say, who has served his whole life in the military, he would not recommend it anymore to anybody, which is unfortunate, and it's not good for the country.
No, that's right. Absolutely. You know, it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing, and there was something else I was going to add to that regarding with the media. Now, once in a while, and maybe it's more a little more frequent, but not enough, you see some of these people standing up to the media.
Yeah.
You heard the guy yesterday saying, you know, I don't answer to anyone.
Right.
I mean, more people, you know, not just politicians, more people in general need to do that. To
right.
Me.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly why I'm calling.
Why? No, and when I refer to... They need to do this at their school board meetings, at their council meetings, at their board of supervisors, basically saying, I'm not taking this crap anymore.
You know, Kevin, and this is true, if everybody got on the phone to their legislators and said, you need to give this guy a chance, if they did, and if everybody got on the phone to this stupid governor we have, things would change. But people don't. Oh, it ain't going to happen. It will make a difference, but you have to stand up and do it. I'll tell you. You know, if 100,000 people call that Sacramento every day for the next month, you don't think something will change?
No.
Now, getting them to do that. Well, I disagree. I think it would.
Here's why.
Yep.
People are going to reveal themselves.
Right.
In other words, they're going to call, and they're going to be knuckleheads.
Right.
And they're going to discount the call.
Right.
Because people just can't say, most people wouldn't call up and say, hey, Gavin Newsom, I think you need to take a look at this. No, they're going to go beyond that.
Yeah.
And they're just going to disconnect. I mean, I don't know what your exact capacity was when you were working for enforcement, but I can tell you here now, when I get phone messages, particularly when I come in on the weekends, I can tell within 10 seconds if I'm going to listen to it.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm not going to tolerate knuckleheads.
Right.
Or people flying F-bombs and stuff like that. It's an automatic click.
Right. No, but you call a legislator, and I've done it a million times, and they say, "Oh, thank you, goodbye." Wait a minute, I got some things I want to talk about here. Your legislator said this and this, and let's discuss that. They don't want to talk about it, you know, and they use that excuse, you know. And I understand what you're saying. There's a lot of knuckleheads and a lot of whatever, and you shut them off. But there's a whole lot of people, you know, the fact that they don't listen to people anymore, people don't call in. And you keep saying, stand up. They're not standing up because of that.
Well, you also, because you have to know how to deliver it.
Well, that's right.
No,
I understand.
I mean, you can hear it again. I'm sticking locally here. When people go up in front of the, you know, whatever board it may be or council it may be, there are a lot of times I may agree, but I'm sitting there listening and saying, good God, are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Could you please present this in a, you know, you need to go to Toastmasters.
Yeah.
is what they need to, because you just lost the room.
Right.
You just lost the room.
Yeah. Well, as long as, you know, as long we accept the consequences of that, that's all we can do.
Well, yeah, but...
And, you know, we go down that road, and we don't hold the media to, you know, we don't say, hey, check that Benghazi out. Why aren't you talking about the other side of that, like you are, the one side. It's so one-sided.
Well, you know, in a way, you can, people are holding the media accountable because you can see the numbers. When the numbers start to go down, you've seen some of these networks and even some fish wraps, including the Los Angeles Times and the New York Times, that said that they wanted to get a little more balance into their broadcast. It was, I think, MSNBC said they were looking for a Republican mouthpiece on there to try and help balance it out. I mean, they're doing that not because they're kind. They're doing that because they need the numbers.
Yeah.
And it's like quite a few things. You know, over the years, I've heard people, you know, they've complained about Facebook or this and that. Well, you know what? Go to another subscriber if you don't like it.
Right. That's it.
Stop using the product, et cetera, et cetera. But Americans are, most of us are creatures of habit, and we don't want to because, well, it's too damn hard to, or it's an inconvenience.
Right. Well, you know, they put a lot on our plate nowadays with the taxes and two parents working and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's only so much time.
I like to go back in circles in this, John. Is okay? We have two parents working now. Why?
Right.
Well, I look back and I say, well, because I kind of addressed it before you called. Americans want more things from their government. So when Americans want more things other than the basics from the government, it costs money. And when that costs money, then we have to charge more taxes. Now, both parents have to work because Americans wanted more things.
Well, because the government raised the taxes. When the government raises the taxes, it's a vicious circle. It takes the money away from the single family.
It's the people who... raised the taxes, not the government. They put the people in office. They kept the people in office. It's kind of like the lady that called in last week who was great on Sound Off, and I don't know how she voted over the years, but my point about it is, you know what? When you go back and you look at some of these increases that take place in the state and you complain about it and say you're on a fixed income, you better figure out or even think back of, gee, how did I vote? Did I put people in place that was starting to implement slowly that was going to affect me down the road?
Right.
People don't think about, again, you know this, long-term ramifications of your vote.
Right. Hey, water rates are going up. If 51% of Paso Robles residents object to that, they won't. Garbage rates are going up. If 51% of Paso Robles residents reject that, they won't. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right, sir.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services. Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed beginning Monday, December 9th through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure is being done so PG&D can bore a new power line in the area. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider setting a hearing date for a solid waste increase for unincorporated areas of the county. The board will consider a 3.2% increase, as well as setting a hearing date for February 4th, 2025. If a majority of customers in unincorporated areas write protest by the hearing date, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Trump says support for his defense secretary nominee is stronger than the fake news would have you believe. Pete Hegseth's dealing with reports of public intoxication, mistreating women, and mismanaging veterans' charities yesterday at the Capitol in between meetings with senators.
We're going to earn those votes. We're fighting all the way through the tape. We're grateful to have the president's support.
Trump Post: Pete's a winner, and nothing can be done to change that. The November jobs report shows a bounce back from a month affected by strikes and hurricanes, with more jobs created than most economists expected.
227,000 jobs were created. The unemployment rate, 4.2%, is exactly in line with expectations on this. The average hourly earnings rose 13 cents, or 0.4%, year over year. It's a 4%.
Fox Business correspondent Edward Lawrence: labor force participation last month, 62.5%. That's down a tenth of a point. America's listening to Fox News.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in San Luis Obispo, San Maria, Paso Robles, and now Atascadero.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
The city of Atascadero kicks off their holiday season with the Light Up the Downtown's new garden lights and winter nights, making the Sunken Gardens area sparkle. This evening, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., enjoy community entertainment, Santa, complimentary bottle A fire truck and hay rides, hot chocolate, and more. The event begins in the Sunken Gardens and continues throughout the downtown with a holiday sip and shop. Shops will be open late, and wine and beer tastings will be available from participating merchants. For more info, go to visitatascadero.com.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories, gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
North County weather.
At 8 minutes away from 8 o'clock, brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Clouds early, sunshine, low 70s. Some clouds and patchy fog tonight and overnight. Watch the roads. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, low 70s. Turning out sunny on Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. Mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday. Back to mid-60s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down. Right on the nose, 7 a.m., 4:50 p.m. We're at 34. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online. HutchHeatingAndAir.com. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and, of course, 99.3 FM. As we gently move along here on this Friday edition on the right choice, once again, a quick reminder that Al has family from California going to Tennessee to see him, so he's got a little family time today, so he will not be in for Open Mic Friday, but Darcia Stebbins will be in from 1230 to 2 on your Open Mic Friday, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL, and, of course, 99.3 FM. And as I'm looking for this, this should work. There it is.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's...
Community Calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank, always looking for the best way to serve you. The Atascadero Community Band is performing their Holiday Harmony, and that is coming up this Sunday, the 8th, 2:30, at the Pavilion on the Lake for an afternoon filled with holiday spirit and timeless music favorites. Remember, while the concert, refreshments, and parking are all free, donations are greatly accepted. Remember, 100% of the proceeds will support Applause Children's Theater. Again, that's this Sunday. And every once in a while, I'd like to remind you that if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event or an ongoing event, let us know as soon as possible. It goes into rotation on first-come, first-served basis. And try to also on a timely basis as well, obviously with holidays and so forth and so on. So you can send it to reception at kprl.com. If you want to waste $100, put it in the mail. That's P.O. Box 7. Or if you want to, if you have good tires and a four-wheel drive, you can drop it off at 32nd and Oak Street here in Paso Robles. All right, moving along. Community Calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel, Fine Jewel. Get it done, get it done, get it done. All right, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have Abby Lowe, Norma Duncan, Andrea Phillips, Jeanette Arnold, Justin Maid, Richard Ogden, Linda Renault, Rebecca Lynn Stafford, Jolene Johnston, Brandon Wiebe of the Wiebe family, Tom and Rosalind Moore, Colleen and Dell Andrus. On my back page here for Saturday, let's see here. Bill DeCoste, yes, indeed. Dave Brooks, Alan Trempore, Mike Locke, Daniel Potter, Greg Draper, see him at the gym once in a while, Kurt Olson, Allie Kemp, Priscilla Bernuski, Bill Christensen, Ken and Lindsay Vandergon, Bob and Jenny McKee. Sunday, we have Camden Lowe, Constance Avila, Tobin Sinclair Sr., Linda Buss, hey, Linda, Angela Perez, Carla Murray, Ray Tedford, Chester Finley down there in Templeton, Ashley Surrett, Darla and Paul Garcia, and Al and May Garcia. I think they're in Florida. All right, on my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of or perhaps not. I got to get through this. Let's see here. Yeah, I'm running out of time already. Let's see. Where is it? 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 Lynn Fontaine, the actress, 1887-1983. Ira Gershwin, I Got Rhythm, lyricist, 1896-1983. Agnes Moorehead from Bewitched, 1900-1974. Baseball Hall of Famer. Second baseman for the Yanks, Tony Lazzari, 1903-1946. Dave Brubeck, the Take Five guy, Jazz, 1920-2012. One of the best ever, Otto Graham, 1921-2003. Wally Cox, Mr. Peepers, 1924-1973. Hall of Fame defensive end with the Rams and the Giants, Andy Robustelli, 1925-2011. Bobby Van, he's kind of cool, 1928-1980. Country singer, Helen Cornelius with Jim Ed Brown, 1941. From Dave Clark Five, Mike Smith, keyboard, 1943. Everyone's Gone to the Moon, Jonathan King, 1944. Good shortstop, Larry Boa, 1945. Let's see here. From, where are we? I'm trying to think here. The Bedrock pitcher, Steve Bedrosian, 1957. And Kevin Apier, he was a pretty good pitcher. He's out of Fresno State, 1967. And I believe that is, Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's MVP basketball, 1994. Passing away on this day, let's see here, Werner Klemper from Hogan's Heroes, 2000. Roy Orbison, 1988. Jefferson Davis, president of the Confederacy, passed away in 1889. The inventor of the pencil, Nicholas Conte, 1805. And who else do we have on air? Pete Rozelle, 1996. Don Amici, what a voice he had, a speaking voice. 1993, Frances Xavier, Aunt B, Opie. She passed away in 1989. Bert Tilstrom, he was the puppeteer, Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, 1985. And Leadbelly, he was the blues guy. He died in 1949, and I believe that is it. Yep, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. His winning percentage is the best of all time for starting quarterbacks. 81%. His name, Otto Graham. Also the NFL record for career average yards gained per pass attempt. He was pretty good.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results, and being sworn in will be council members Mark Darris, Seth Peek, and Mayor Charles Bourbeau. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens, Lake Pavilion, and Zoo will be filled with holiday magic throughout the month of December, with several events for the entire family to enjoy. Tonight at 5:30 p.m. is Light Up the Downtown at the Sunken Gardens. Then on Saturday is the Walk Around the Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies through the afternoon. Highs right around 70. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Otto Graham led the Browns to the league championship game every year between 46 and 55. That's 10 championship appearances, winning seven of them. He was MVP in the NFL for three times and in the old AAFC two times. This guy was pretty darn good, folks. Pretty darn good, and obviously he is overlooked. One of the best, Otto Graham. He passed away in 2003. He was 82. This hour was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.